Airchecks.com.
Their fine little face and say, hey, is it me? And they'll win that grand prize that only they can win. Mm-hmm. A prize package again, selected especially for them in the next hour. That and news in your face and a cash call worth $6,037.
Gentlemen! KXXR, quick traffic, a construction reminder. Oak Street Viaduct is now closed over the Terminal Railroad tracks. Northbound traffic being diverted onto Gillum, McGee, and 19th Street. Southbound traffic being diverted onto 18th Street, McGee, and Pershing. That bridge is located between 19th and Gillum Road. Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has been in Cuba this week. He says U.S. aid to Nicaragua is not a good thing and that the superpowers should let Latin America solve their own problems. Soviets do give $1 billion in aid to the Marxist Nicaraguan government. Imelda Mark, 50 degrees tomorrow at 6:54 and 38 degrees, 106.5 KXXR.
You know, you may want to get in line now. 5767 XXR. We're just a short 6 minutes away from the world famous Instant Request Hour. Doing that between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. So just hang on, be patient. It's okay. 106.5 KXXR. We'll take care of you. KXXR Liberty for today's rock and roll. What line, Mark?
Line 13.
Hello, line 13. Hello.
Hello.
You there?
Hello.
Can you play Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years?
Okay. Can we play Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years? I think we can.
Ah.
And we are.
All right.
And there it is. Radio friends, Instant Request is on the air. What a radio station. 702. This is 106.5. This is KXXR. KXXR. Say it loud. Just scream it out, won't you? 707, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. What's the guy talking about? Well, it's obviously the morning deal. John Langan here, and it's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Did we say that? Okay. $6,037 cash call jackpot. We'll place a call this hour. Now, this is the biggest jackpot, we repeat, the biggest jackpot we have ever had. And I think we ought to blow it out today. What do you think?
I would hope so.
$6,037. Nothing to not write it down about. All right. Also, this hour in progress, it made sense.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but it made a little. We're talking about Instant Request.
Ah.
On the air, and our thanks to you. And please, if you're on the line, just hang on a second. We'll get to you. We're just so, so busy down here. There's no one else except us, so we've got to do other things right now. But we will, and we will, and we shall. We also have news in your face, and that's coming up next.
Marianne?
Yes, Howard?
Marianne.
Street Shawnee and Warrensburg Cycle, Highway 50 East, Warrensburg.
KXXR, quick traffic. So far, things running pretty well this morning. Westbound 435 slowing between 103rd and Holmes. Have another quick traffic update for you in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, the news continues.
From the desert to the sea, from everywhere you're not right now, it's news in your face.
All right, thank you, Bill Wendell, and good morning, Kansas City. John Langan reporting news in your face this morning. Well, after environmentalists protested the idea, the Navy has decided against using 16 bottlenose dolphins to help guard a Trident submarine. You hear about this?
Yeah.
Said Rear Admiral Chip Rico, quote, hey, it didn't work when we tried to use those sea lions to guard the trout and salmon run, so it ain't gonna work now, end quote. Well, Jim and Tammy Baker continue to make news as they travel to Florida in search of a new place to broadcast their ministry. But on Monday, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the infamous couple must now broadcast their show from the backs of wet dogs. The court would not comment further on its decision. Odd one there. Odd one there. Well, high drama as Bruce Willis, that wisecracking detective on Moonlighting, accidentally put his 36 harmonicas in Smokey Robinson's bag at an L.A. studio, and Robinson accidentally took the harmonicas with him to Hawaii. Well, we're happy to report that Willis now has his instruments back, and he'll continue working on a new Bruce Willis album, said one observer, quote, well, it's good to know that we all can all rest easier since there's going to be a new Bruce Willis album. It's almost like the Beatles are back together again. Fans in Ann Arbor, Michigan, celebrating the NCAA championship win by the Wolverines, partied all Monday night and caused havoc and destruction in a melee that injured several and jailed hundreds. Saying we're just celebrating, the mob showed their kind of support for the champs by greeting them at the airport, then robbing them and knocking them unconscious. Finally this morning, actually not finally this morning, we've got a couple more. Sorry, you're not out of this yet, folks. The skipper of the Exxon tanker that ran aground in Valdez, Alaska, has still not turned himself in. Officials say if he doesn't show up soon, they'll go looking for him. This comes as no surprise to friends of Captain Joseph Hazelwood, who was voted by his high school class most likely to cause environmental catastrophe and most likely to remain at large. Finally, Imelda Marcos says she will not go through with plans to have her husband Ferdinand embalmed after he dies, instead deciding to have him made into a pair of shoes. When asked by reporters, Imelda told reporters, quote, what?
Huh?
When asked by reporters what she was doing, Imelda told those reporters, quote, well, what do you expect me to do? Eat him? Well, maybe just an arm, but no more than that.
News in your face. 106.5 KXXR.
What line, Mark?
Looking at line 10.
Line 10. Hello, line 10. Instant request. Go ahead.
What do you really want to hear Rock On.
Rock On. Can we do that, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're doing that now, aren't we? There it is. Instant request. 106.5 KXXR.
I urge you to try Spin Blend and spin new life into your recipes.
It's 7:55 at Music Power 95. Yes, good morning. Hello there.
Yeah, this is Chris Driscoll.
Chris, where are you?
I'm out here at 435 trying to get to State Line Road, man. It's a mess out here. I got my new car phone. I thought I'd call you guys up and ask to play a couple of songs.
Well, it's working pretty good. I'm hearing you pretty nice and clear.
Is it?
What's the problem out there with them people? Don't they know how to drive?
No, they don't. These stupid people are out here.
Where are you heading?
I'm heading to State Line Road, Big and Tall Men.
Okay, well, if you see any out there, let us know.
Yeah, all right.
Big, you're looking for them.
Yeah, I'm looking for them. Yeah.
Power 95, 756. Paula Abdul. Paula says, got my love caught in a slamming door.
That would hurt.
Isn't that a 9/11 call?
I think it probably would be,
wouldn't it? Yeah. We're live from Westport. KCPW, Kansas City's favorite hits. It's 8 o'clock.
We said goodbye to the... It's the only way.
803 Music Power 95 and a Power 95 news capsule.
Only 25% of the registered voters in Kansas City, Missouri turned out to defeat the proposition that would have limited the city council terms and given the mayor more power. And sources are saying that Peter Uberoff is going to buy Eastern Airlines today. General Motors is the number one company according to the Fortune 500 annual listing of companies. Farmland, Merriam Labs, Butler Manufacturing, and Interstate Bakeries of Kansas City are also on that list. That's a Power 95 news capsule.
It's 8:04 right now. Flying overhead with Kansas City's most accurate traffic, brought to you by ESI Automated Office Systems. Buzz Buckley, Power 95 AccuTraffic.
Dick, I'm over the downtown bridges right now, and still the Broadway extension and the Paseo approaches, both running very heavy, and they usually begin to clear out by now. Now it's Buckley, Music Power 95 AccuTraffic.
Thanks, Buzz. 8:05, and it's time for on Music Power 95.
Kicks dusty disc. Kicks dusty disc. Kicks dusty disc. Kicks dusty disc.
This morning, what do you mean, let me hear about it?
You do it every morning.
This morning, some of the names of people who have not been able to think of the Dick's Dusty Disc while driving to work. Ed Nelson, over there on I-35 this morning, coming in. He missed one day. We have Laura Taylor, I think it is. Yeah, Laura Taylor. She's just passing I-70, coming in right there by the Blue Ridge Cutoff. Laura, you missed it yesterday.
Tina Reeves of Blue Springs, she bombed out.
Oh, she was out of there, yes. And Jackie, right up there on northbound 169. Yeah, right there by Berry Road.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to hide it. We know you missed it yesterday. Now, a lot of the other folks will miss it because this is 1973, the year that really didn't exist. What is this artist entitled? Do you know? See, it's a really tough one. 576-7695, that is the phone number for Dick's Dusty Disc. And there's the song to embarrass yourself by. Call us at Music Power 95.
You know, Texas is like a
lover's market could be described in one word.
And that word is?
Zilch.
808 at Music Power 95. Mike Thompson standing by in the CompuWeather Center with a look at this sunny day, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful day. Lots of sun. High around 58. Should hit, mid to upper 40s by lunch hour, so you still need a light jacket at that time. But afternoon temperature is very comfortable.
Is it a life jacket or a light jacket?
Light jacket. Okay. Well, life jacket, depending on where you eat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But 58 for a high tonight, fair to partly cloudy and 36. I need a life check.
Yeah, really?
Right. 34 KCI, 39 here at the Weather Center. I'm Mike Thompson with your Music Power 95 CompuWeathercast.
All right, Dick's Dusty Disc. It's 808 at Music Power 95. We're ready to go to the lines and see if we've got a winner this morning right here. Good morning. What's your name? Hang on there. Hang on. Don't go anywhere yet. Yes, good morning. Who's this?
This is Irene Riley.
Irene, where are you calling from?
St. Joseph.
All right. It's a long-distance call. Are we paying or are you paying?
You are.
No, I believe you're paying on this one. So we can chat a minute, yeah.
Okay.
No, really. 1973 was the year. What were you doing in 73?
I was in California.
Doing what? Can you tell us?
No, I can't.
So it was really good then, huh?
I guess.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. Who is this? Dick's Dusty Disc.
Is it Elton John?
And?
Crocodile Rock?
Well, you're right! You won a dinner for two from Dick Wilson and the Power Company. Good morning, St. Joe. Your name again?
Irene Riley.
Irene, in the supermarket today, somebody's going to say you were on Power 95. Congratulations!
Thank you. I remember when rock was young.
Rock Dick's Dusty Disc on Music Power 95 from 1973. It's 8:13 now. Henry Kathy Corder, our winner for the trip to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Boy, she was an excited girl. Matter of fact, I got her right here. How long you been trying to win this thing, Kathy?
Well, see, I work part-time, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, so I can't listen the 2 weeks I'm working, but in the 2 weeks I'm off, I've been listening since you very first started.
All right. So the first Bahama-rama.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do down there in the Bahamas?
Oh, God. Get lots and lots of sun.
I think so. Who are you taking with you?
My husband.
Oh, you guys, the second honeymoon.
Oh, yes, it'd be wonderful.
Now, who is Kansas City's vacation station?
Power 95.
You're looking quite dapper today here at Power 95. It's 8:16. What's the occasion, huh?
Well, no particular occasion. I just thought I should dress for you.
Well, we have a staff meeting this morning. You're not bringing a date or something, are you?
Now you've given me an idea.
All right. It's 8:17 now at Music Power 95. 58 and sunny today.
I've got to take a little time.
Power 95, 8:21. Dick Wilson here. Anybody besides me remember Foreigner out of Royal Stadium back in the late 70s?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at least there's one other person.
I was there.
We were all younger then, weren't we?
Yeah. My God.
Well, it's entertainment time. Here's Katie. What's going on?
Well, just when you thought they'd done everything they could possibly do with fax machines, Playboy comes up with another reason to use a fax. What they're doing is they're asking women to send their pictures via fax. Now, nudes, of course, are asked for. Yeah.
Really?
You can send your picture. They're looking for women to put in their magazine. You have to be 18 years or older. It's called Facts and Figures. Here's the phone number. It's area code 312-787-3640.
Okay.
So send it along.
All right.
Mary Hart, the star of Entertainment Tonight in the new primetime show, Great Circuses of the World, she has won an award. She won the first ever Special Achievement Award, presented by a group called the Circus Fans Association.
Speaking of circus, catch that HBO circus thing that's on HBO, if you have availability to that. I don't know what the name of it is. It's a circus from Canada. There's a clown on there that's just remarkable, you know. And so I just a little tip, you know, just
well,
take a look
a lot.
At it.
Yeah, also, great. Former President Ronald Reagan, Olympic star, or I should say Olympic star and diver, Greg Louganis, are among the winners of the National Hero Awards. The awards were chosen by public ballot and announced by the maker of a men's cologne. Also tonight on TV, Robert Guillaume's new show premieres at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's 8:30, I should say, on ABC. So look for that. That ought to be interesting. Also, happy birthday to Max Gale. He of Barney Miller is 46 years old. Gregory Peck is 73.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty Davis is getting up there. Do you believe she's 81?
Let me guess how old she is. 81.
You're psychic. I don't believe it.
Thank you very much.
That's entertainment news on Power 95.
Nice earrings. But they look like Campbell's soup cans.
They are.
Oh, first we have Campbell's soup can planters, then ashtrays, now earrings.
Well, the more cans of Campbell's soup we open, the better chance we have to win the under-the-lid sweepstakes. We can win $100,000 just by opening the right cans of Campbell's soup.
$100,000?
Yeah.
How about soup can cufflinks or...
See details on specially marked cans at participating stores. No purchase necessary.
I gotta have
Q104 from the Plaza. It's the number one hit music station, and I am Randy Miller. In the morning, we got the Randy Miller in the Morning scavenger hunt on the way. In about 13 minutes, we'll give you your first item to try to find. 25 items in all. You could wind up the winner with $10,000 in cash from Q104. The number one hit music station, Q104, that's Paula Abdul, Doolit. It's 7:05 now, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. I missed the yodeler story.
I can't believe you missed my yodeler. Pretty good, huh?
I love that.
His name is Ernst Yagi. He's on a 15-month tour with the world's biggest piece of cheese. 40,000-pound piece of cheese.
Wait a
minute. He's good, isn't he? Listen. Big cheese, huge.
He's on tour with a piece of cheese?
15-month tour. He's in New York now. We're going to call. We've got to call and see if we can get him for Kansas City. How could we miss it? 40,000 pounds, and it even has a name.
What?
Bell.
The cheese.
Bell the cheese.
Is there any way we can find out where he is and call him?
No, he's appearing at the World... Well, he could call the World Trade Center. That's where he's appearing, so I don't know. Ernst.
Well, now, come on. There's got to be... What's his name?
Ernst Yagi.
Ernst Yagi?
He's from Switzerland.
Good, good. Good to see you. Hold him, hold him, hold him, hold him, hold him, hold him, hold him. Very good. The way you do, beauty, beauty. Gosh, yodeling. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. That's got to be a claim to fame. Well, you know, I'll be touring with a piece of cheese.
40,000.
That's great,
huh? 40,000 pounds. Can you imagine how big
40,000 pounds of cheese?
That's it.
How would you like to be in that truck? I mean, Is he going to be in the truck?
How do they keep it preserved is what... Well, I guess it's aged.
Mary, that's the question everybody's asking. You know, they started...
Oh, stop.
They started the new Cheese Lovers Cable Network. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Cheese Lovers Cable Network. It's CCN.
Did they?
They're just going to show reruns of the Colbys and the Munsters. Anyway, it's a... So cheese and the Colbys and
got it.
Okay.
And the Breeze and the Swisses and all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Swiss Family Robinson is going to be one of the big. Okay, we got the first scavenger hunt. Can we hear the yodeling again?
Sure, we can hear all you want.
We got the first item in the $10,000 scavenger hunt coming up this morning. And we also have some information to pass along to you about Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, now there's a yodeler.
That guy can yodel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all those teeth, got to do something with that. I'd like to just have that guy. I want my doorbell to sound like that. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, yeah. You just... You'd be out of the neighborhood in no time. We got rain this morning. We had a high today of 63 and 49 on the plaza now.
Hey, you say you know some girls just want to have fun? You
dream. Smart, beautiful, Maybelline.
5 minutes before we find out what's the first item in the $10,000 Randy Miller in the Morning scavenger hunt. It's also a special birthday, Harry Houdini's birthday today, the hair man.
Huh, Mr. Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I think of straight jackets and large safes when I hear the name Harry Houdini.
Straight jackets.
I just dream about
large safes. Do you think about that? Hey, in honor of Harry Houdini's birthday,
what?
I'm going to try to get myself out of a tight pair of jeans. Just to see.
Nice
job. Hey, by the way, today, let me just run down some of these people. You tell me if they're alive or dead.
Okay.
Harry Houdini.
He's dead.
Right? Bob Marley.
Dead.
You had to think.
Yeah, just
Andre Previn.
Alive.
Merle Haggard.
Alive.
On the line. Billy Dee Williams.
Alive.
Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas.
Alive. Today's her birthday.
Right, that's when I'm reading the birthday list.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't say that.
Oh, all these people are having birthdays today.
Fine.
See, John Ratzenberger.
Never heard of him.
Plays Cliff on Cheers.
Dead.
Career-wise.
Right.
Mary Lou Henner is 37 today.
She's alive.
Yeah. Janet Lynn, figure skater.
Alive.
Ivan Dixon from Hogan's Heroes.
I don't know that one. Is he the bald guy?
He's alive.
Uh-oh.
He's bum, alive.
Bum, 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 bum,
and one more.
Okay.
Abe Vigoda.
He's alive. We learned that.
That's right. We thought he was dead for a while.
All right.
In fact, a couple of his neighbors. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, we got 49 on the plaza this morning. And Peter Frampton on steroids at Q104. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Q104, it's 7:15, quarter after 7 o'clock. This is going to be a daily ritual for you to keep up with these items now. We are ready to kick off the Randy Miller in the Morning $10,000 scavenger hunt with item number one this morning. And get your pens and paper out because you're going to want to keep track of these for $10,000, 25 items in all. We're going to announce one per day, and the person with the most at the end of the contest wins the $10,000. Or the group with the largest number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And now, a brand new item in the Q104 Randy Miller in the Morning $10,000 scavenger hunt that you've been waiting for. Here's today's celebrity guest and close personal friend of Randy Miller to announce today's item.
Hi, this is Robert Guillaume. Here is today's clue on the Q104 Randy Miller in the Morning scavenger hunt. A dollar bill with the numbers 104 consecutively anywhere in the serial number. Good luck.
Got that now?
Got it.
A dollar bill with a 104 consecutively in the serial number. Starting off with an easy one, they get tougher. Boy, do they get tougher. So if you got that one, you're one ahead already. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, the $10,000 scavenger hunt. Item number one is going. The number one hit music station, Q104, the home of the Randy Miller in the Morning $10,000 scavenger hunt. And we revealed the first item this morning. And we're going to do updates, by the way, throughout the day. But you can be guaranteed to know that every morning at 7:15, we'll be announcing a new item for you to look for. 25 items in all for $10,000. And if, in case you missed it just a couple of minutes ago, Robert Guillaume or Pyle, go ahead.
Hi, this is Robert Guillaume. Here is today's clue on the Q104 Randy Miller in the Morning scavenger hunt. A dollar bill with the numbers 104 consecutively anywhere in the serial number.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. So that's what you're looking for. That's an easy one to start.
Yeah, it is.
But we've got some toughies coming up. Not real toughies, just things you haven't thought about in a while. I just have all these weird collections of things that I've hidden around the city, and if you can find them, I'd really like to have them back. It's kind of like a garage sale.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, his show was on last night.
I know. I didn't see it.
Robert Guillaume's show.
I saw the previews. Looks
cleverly,
like it's pretty good.
Cleverly entitled.
The Robert Guillaume Show.
The Robert Guillaume Show.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Guerin gave it a scathing review.
He did?
Yeah. Which means it should be pretty good. I guess you can't see it either, but
it's going to be a real controversial show.
That's right. What's the setup on that?
He's going to fall in love with a white woman.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's already typecast a little bit, though. Everything I see him in, he plays a black guy.
Okay.
Doesn't he?
Well,
seems to.
Got him.
All right. Johnny's looking around at traffic this morning, the 104th Airborne.
Scathing review.
Oh, gave him a scathing review.
Boy, you got that thesaurus open this morning.
Yes, huh? I do. Thank you very much.
Scathing review.
Yeah.
So that sounds kind of like it'd be hot.
No,
it?
Well, I don't know. I heard
like
that.
Scalding review.
I heard that at a scathing rink.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Hey, Morton Downey's coming to town.
Oh, is he really? When?
When's it going to be?
I want to go see this guy.
Yeah, Morton Downey Jr. is going to be in Kansas
hall?
City May 9th, 10th, and 11th.
3 days.
Yeah.
Held over.
Music Hall and Municipal Auditorium.
Now, is he doing the show from here?
He's taping from here.
Yeah.
And they're going to replay it. They're trying to come up with topics.
They do that every city.
I know.
They can never decide what they're... You would think a show like that would have the topics done months ahead.
Yeah.
You know what happens, though? They go into that town and find out what is the hottest and most controversial issue.
And that's what they do.
And, you know, for here, it would be, what, best barbecue?
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Then they
Right now, among the topics under consideration are the problems with college athletics, whether the Ku Klux Klan should have access to cable television, and whether casino-style gambling will help cities.
Oh.
That's what we got right now.
Because they're trying to do that with Union Station.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds pretty fascinating to me.
I can't wait to see it. You know, I worked with that guy.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I really did at WRVQ in Charlotte.
Did you know he used to work here?
In Kansas City? No, I didn't know that.
AM 1380. That's when AM 1380 KUDL was a rock station back in the early 70s.
Huh, really?
Late 60s, I guess.
What did he do?
He was a jock. Hi, everybody. I'm Morton Downey.
On a rock station?
Yeah.
You know, on the radio station, he was terrible in Charlotte.
I think he was terrible back here,
too. He was really awful.
We know the ratings of that radio station never went anywhere, so.
And he has an album out now, too.
Oh, no.
Morton Downey Sings.
Oh, no.
So we're rushing to get a copy of that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
All right, Johnny, how's the traffic?
Well, traffic's not doing too well this morning. We got big problems here on the south side. We are brought to you by our old pals, the ASAP Convenience Stores. You will mention that, well, you'll get a 32-ounce soft drink free if you apologize for Randy Miller.
Or I think if you mention a 32-ounce soft drink, they give you an apology.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, close.
The Morton Downey, go ahead and do your report. The Morton Downey Group is in here, though.
Oh, okay.
Go right ahead.
All righty. 435 on the south side. Quit it. Hey, shut up. 435 on the south side, you're going to find westbound is really jammed because of that construction over there. We also had an accident now. They're still in the middle of the road. For crying out loud, can't you get out of there? Am I getting the right tone here? At any rate, 435 is backed up all the way to, well, let's see, 470, 71 Highway, southbound 435, in all directions, really jammed. Still, middle lane blocked over here. The stinking accident happened about a half an hour, 45 minutes ago,
yeah!
And they haven't moved the stupid cars yet.
Yeah,
what are you doing down
cars
there? I'm going to yell at them. Come on! I think I scared him.
Watch out, Johnny. You could develop the Morton Downey Jr. disease.
What's that?
Well,
he asked.
Joel Denver was a normal man.
I was a normal man.
Normal until 6 weeks ago, when he contracted a disease that strikes one in every 200 million Americans. Joel Denver has Morton Downey Jr. disease.
Honey, how was work?
Oh, swell. Isn't that just the question I'd expect from you, you lily-livered waste of flesh? They ought to lock you up. Do you hear me?
Morton Downey Jr. disease has no cure. But worst of all, it can strike anyone at any time.
Sweetheart, finish your dinner. There's starving children in Africa.
Oh, wow. My heart's just bleeding. Let me get my temperature. You problem-puking liberal.
Morton Downey Jr. disease. Please help.
Shut up, you liberal twerp.
Now that's telling your mother, baby.
You disgusting.
America. We share your sense of pride.
Chrysler Plymouth.
Calvin Klein's obsession for men fragrance at the Jones Store Company.
51 on the plaza at 729. Mostly cloudy. Light rain this morning. A 30% chance of an afternoon shower. We should reach 63 for the high. News brought to you by Wendy's, where you can get the wheat, egg, and cheese sandwich for only 39 cents.
Randy Miller in the morning. And the most hit music all day. Q104.
The number one hit music station. I dig it. Everlasting Love by Latest by Hojo, 1237. Reese and Debbie Gibson hit off next with Breathe and John Cafferty coming up here on the right side, 104.3.
Get your butt out of bed and listen Thursday morning at 7:15 for item number one in the Randy Miller in the Morning $10,000 scavenger hunt. Find all the items, and $10,000 in free money is all yours. From Q104, the number one hit music station.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
Scott, the turn.
Q104 is the number one hit music station. Sunny 60 later, partly cloudy tonight, low 35. Ever so slight chance of showers tomorrow, but otherwise partly sunny, 65. 58 on the plaza at Q104. 104, home of Randy Miller in the morning and the most hit music all day, like almost 2 hours with a continuous variety of hits ready to roll next in a 104-minute hit suite. Hang on, and Bobby Day's on at 1 o'clock. See ya.
If you missed American Top 40 last weekend, call Q104's Top 5 on the Q104 hotline at 968-4100.
Studio line from
3330. Now, almost 2 hours of non-stop hits. A 104-minute hit suite. The most music. Guaranteed. On the number one hit music station, Q104.
We both last found stealing the dead of the night.
FM means free money. Cash car. 106.5 KXXR. Liberty for today's rock and roll.
XR Cash Call Jackpot gets bigger and bigger. Faster and faster. Keep listening for the next Cash Call Jackpot amount. Wait for your phone to ring. We might be calling you. Tell us how much is in the Cash Call Jackpot. You'll be our next KXXR Cash Call winner. FM means free money. Cash Call means it could be yours. 106.5 KXXR.
Replacements with their thing at the new music preview, the Franklin Minute Form. We'll add more money to the cash call jackpot amount in minutes. Here's the Escape Club.
Some things will never change.
Your button for today's new rock and roll and points unknown. 106.5 KXXR.
6.5 KXXR, yeah, it does. And your wallet needs some more money, doesn't it? Cash Call has had some more money right now. $5 more makes a new total, $6,068. 6068, write it down. Steve Douglas calls after two.
Warning. Introducing the FZR 600 office, or call Dial-A-Tic at 931-3330.
106.5 KXXR Vans. Well, they're having a nice day out there. Partly sunny skies tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight low 32. Tomorrow's high about 16. A slight chance of showers. 58 right now in downtown Kansas City. Back in 1981. We'll take the ghost out of the machine and out of the Franklin Mint. The material world. 106.5 KXXR.
6.5 KXXR, Kansas City then, Kansas City now.
Live from Westport, our call letters are KCPW, Kansas City's favorite hits. I'm Charlie Knight on Music Power 95. Hi, this is Dick Wilson.
I'm the Power Company.
Bahama Rama is back. Tune in 7:30 tomorrow morning for your trip for two to the Bahamas.
From Kansas City's vacation station.
Music Power 95.
Music Power 95, Kansas City's favorite hits, with Charlie Knight rolling them back to back to back and welcoming Bon Jovi to Kansas City. If you like concert information about that show or any other upcoming concert, call me at 576-POWR.
It's been a mystery.
The most music allowed by law. Power 95 FM.
Music Power 95, Kansas City's favorite hits with Charlie Knight. You got it, Roy. Thank you. Charlie Knight with you. And thanks for keeping the power on and for the facts from the Boatman's Bank and over in bookkeeping over there. Also, Nutrisystem out in Olathe. We do appreciate you listening at work during those at work hours, 9 to 5. At Kansas City's favorite hits, Music Power 95. me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. Music Power 95, Kansas City's favorite hits with Charlie Knight. Kathy Corder of Raymore, Missouri. Want a vacation for two to the Bahamas this morning? From your vacation station, Music Power 95.
Starts Friday at theaters everywhere.
Now, another Q104 hit sweep of non-stop hits. Your mood is going nowhere but up with the number one hit music station, Q104.
Oh, no, I'm going to get ragged on again.
Hello, this is Chuck Nasty's mother. Oy, back when he had his bar mitzvah, I could tell he was going to be troubled right away when he mooned the rabbi.
Half man, half lowland gorilla.
From the plaza, this is Q104, the number one hit music station. Little past four with the Nasty Man.
Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama,
I want to take you.
Q104, the number one hit music station. Your man Nasty doing another Q104 hit sweep.
Allow me.
The number one hit music station. Man, let's get right down to it. I'll take caller four right now at 576-7104. I need a contestant. Sing along with the Nasty Man. Q104, call me!
York Peppermint Patty. Dark chocolate, cool mint. Get the sensation.
And here, ladies and gentlemen...
This is Dan Terrell with the traffic, Betty.
I tell you, you get a little rain on the streets, it gets slick, and people have accidents. A lot of them to report. We'll start with the non-injuries first.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's sunny here.
Well, I know, but there was a little of the sprinkling stuff.
Oh, okay.
Makes that dust into, some mud. Right. Okay. Non-injury accidents working 52nd in Woodland. Also, I-435 westbound at home. I-35 northbound at 10th Street. Have another non-injury accident at Westport Road and Broadway. Another one, 40 Highway and North Leaf.
Oh, that's it?
Woo! Boy, take a deep breath there. Back at 450.
Okay, Tien, thank you, and we'll see you later then, all right?
Yeah.
106.5 KXSR, the advanced forecast. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low temperature 35 degrees. Partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers tomorrow. And that doesn't look like a bad day. 63. Tonight's game should be all right, too, by the way, with temperatures around 55 degrees. Downtown KC now, 58 with Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, KXXR. KXXR. Real people having a real good time. Cocktown, 106.5 KXXR. Michael Damian from Young and the Restless. Are you following along in your program? This is KXXR, and the cash call is $6,080, 6080. Write that down right next to KXXR late afternoon cash call. I'm making another one coming up before 5 o'clock.
Now, it's on the loose. And it's
Billy's best new music. First, 106.5 KXXR.
KXXR.
money, so I'm going to make another KXXR cash call in a minute.
Do you believe in love? Go on and close.
Deal in Olathe.
Meteorologist Mike Thompson, we've had a little pocket of instability move overhead today, and that's giving us partly cloudy skies and a few scattered afternoon showers, so you may get a 3 or 4 minute shower, and then that'll be it. But they're very spotty around the region. Now, for tonight, all those showers will dissipate. We'll have fair to partly cloudy skies and return to chilly temperatures overnight, low at 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunder showers, a high of 62. That's a forecast. I'm Mike Thompson, Kate, with your music power.
Hey,
95, Compy weather. Yeah, you about caught me, Bo. About caught me, but no.
55 in Raytown, 56 in Westport, minutes away from song number 3 at Music Power 95.
And now, another power play. At least 11 power hits in a row. 45 minutes of nonstop music on Power 95 FM.
Westport. Our call letters are KCPW, Kansas City's favorite hits. I'm Bo Chase on Music Power 95 with song number 3 in today's Bahamarama Vacation Power Pack. Write it down. You need the title and the artist. Song number 3 for today. The title, She's Like the Wind. Artist, Patrick Swayze. Title, song number 3, She's Like the Wind. The artist, Patrick Swayze. At Music Power 95. Music Power 95, Kansas City's favorite hits. There you have it. Song number 3 in today's Bahamarama Vacation Power Pack. The title, She's Like the Wind. The artist, Patrick Swayze. You'll need it tomorrow morning at 7:30 to win your Bahamarama Vacation for 2 from Music Power 95. Music Power 95, Kansas City's favorite hits. Hi, this is Bo Chase, and please remind me to pick up some TV dinners on the way home. I'm really psyched up about this new Robert Guillaume TV show. It looks like quality programming to me. Music Power 95.
Power 95 FM.
Hey, baby, you got to remember.
Forever Your Girl. That's the latest from Paula Abdul, where the hits hit first. Music Power 95.
KXXR, real people having a real good time. Okay, baby, I want to see you whistle. Go ahead, pucker up.
Ooh.
Ah!
Oh.
And 106.5 KXXR, Guns N' Roses and Patience. I'm the Cruiser, and check this out. 106.5 KXXR, along with EMI Records and New West, present a show you can't afford to miss. $4 for concert tickets to see Vixen Monday night, April 24th, and they go on sale Saturday at all Cats Outlets. Cats Outlets except the Jones Store. You better hurry. They're going to go fast.
In New York City, you can lose your mind.
But until 9, these blowout deals are good this week only.
106.5 KXXR, welcome.
Arena Thursday night. Bon Jovi. The New Jersey tour of Bon Jovi and special guest Skid Row. Win tickets to see the concert of your life all weekend. Plus, two incredibly lucky winners and their friends will meet John Bon Jovi backstage for pictures and autographs. The hottest concerts, the hottest music, the hottest radio station. 106.5 KXXL. This is John Lagan. Mark Patrick and I are scurrying as we speak, which makes it hard to understand us, but we do it nonetheless to bring you quality entertainment on each and every morning deal. Well, almost. Well, kind of, sort of, maybe once in a while. So check it out at 6 sharp, 106.5 KSXR.
All kinds of concerts coming to Kansas City. We welcome Bon Jovi to Kemper Arena Thursday night, the 13th. And check this out. It's a Bon Jovi weekend. Listen all weekend to win tickets to the show. Plus, everyone qualifies for a chance to meet Johnny Boy and the band backstage before the show. Your chance to win starts tomorrow at 5 with Mr. Steve Douglas. Listen to score.
Zip Zapper Oxy 10 is at it again. Zapping zit dry.
Stay street smart. Shop street side.
Hot Mix. Exclusively on the number one hit music station, Q104.
And the Power Company.
Thanks for the calls on our morning show commitment. You're saying no to rude, obnoxious DJs and yes to the most music in the morning. We're listening to you, so you'll listen to us. Music Power 95.
Music Power 95, where the hits hit first. Well, I certainly knew how to put out a debut song. Shoulder to cry on. This is Tommy Page, Music Power 95.
Life is full of lots of up and downs.
95 FM.
Music Power 95, well, his latest video went to number one on MTV's Top 20 Countdown. Here's the soundtrack to that video. I'll Be There For You of CD Bon Jovi on the Power.
I guess this time you're
Music Power 95, well, the Bon Jovi tickets maybe down to slim pickings at the ticket outlets, but here they're in abundance. We've got your Bon Jovi tickets. We start giving them away tomorrow and all weekend long. All right, now here's another one off compact disc. I Want to Be the One, the debut song for Stevie B, where the hits hit first. Power 95.
Airchecks.com.